Good morning, world. Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to Prayer 2021 for today, January 30th. As we come to you each and every morning with another aspect of prayer all year long in the year of prayer, which is 2021. 2021 is a year of prayer. Sponsored by PodcastsForChrist.com. Glory to God. If you're a Christian podcaster or if you're thinking of having a podcast, go on over to PodcastsForChrist.com. Take a look around. A lot of resources there to help you get the word out. Glory to God. Today's scripture of the day is from Acts chapter 7, verse 59. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day that our eyes have never seen before, but it's been a day that you planned before the foundation of the world. You know everything that's going to take place this day, Lord, so we just trust our entire day to you. We yield our will to you, that the will of God may be accomplished on this earth, just as it's always accomplished in heaven. That the will of God will be accomplished through us, just as it's always accomplished in heaven. Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day and all that you have planned. And we give you, Father, all honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk to you about faith works. Amen. Have you ever faced really an extreme circumstance where you were facing death in the face? I have. My time in the military and a few instances as a police officer, I have faced the prospect of, well, this could be it. And how do you react in those situations? By faith. You see, faith works every single time it is put to the test. Every single time. If you believe you will fail, guess what? You will fail. If you believe you'll persevere, guess what? You will. That does not mean you can say over and over, "I believe I win, I believe I win, I believe I win," and then miraculously, you know, the enemy just dies of a heart attack right before your very eyes. I mean, it could happen that way, but it doesn't mean that it'll happen that way. What I'm talking about is this. In those situations I was describing, I had to rely on my training. I had been trained for those exact situations. I'd received the best training available. And the exact situation I was facing at that time, my mind, though it was real, the training I had received kicked in. That's why the military trained so much. We used to say in the cavalry, "We train today just as we'll fight tomorrow." And we also had another saying that said, "We train today to be wet, cold, tired, and miserable, and we become experts at it." Amen. But when you are facing death in the face, you need to rely on your training. And then something called muscle memory kicks in. You know, I was trained in martial arts from early on in my military days. And that training served me as a police officer a few times as well. I remember one instance, this person loved to fight cops. I didn't know it at the time of the traffic stop. But our dispatcher discovered as they were running the tags and checking on things like that. And I heard them call another, they didn't call me. They called another unit to come to my location. And they gave a code word that meant I had a dangerous subject stopped. I did not react to the radio call. I didn't say, I just acted as if they were talking to somebody else, which they were, but I knew what they were doing. And then they called me on the radio with that code word. And I just reached up, said, 10-4, and continued talking in a normal tone to the driver. He had no clue that I knew what was going on. And as the other officer arrived, I then asked the driver to step out of the car. He did so. I informed him he was being placed under arrest. I'm not going to go into details why, but there was probable cause for the arrest. That's not important here. But when I grabbed his arm to start to turn him around, because of my martial arts training 30 years prior to that, I felt him tense up and begin to make a move to break my grip. Because of my training, because of that muscle memory, I immediately countered his move, and he ended up in an arm bar down on the ground. The other officer is only about 4 feet away, and he didn't even have a chance to move in and assist. I had this guy, I countered his move, had him on the ground and in a handcuffed before the other officer could even make a move towards me. Now, I credit that to my training. I had trained hundreds of times, at least hundreds of times, for that exact move and situation. So when it happened, I didn't have to wonder what I was going to do. You know, I didn't have to, oh, he's starting to fight me. Oh, what am I going to, no. I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to wonder what I was going to do next. I didn't even have to ask for assistance. I did not panic. Muscle memory and training took over, and I did exactly what I had been trained to do in that exact situation. So what does that have to do with scripture and prayer, Brother Bob? What does that have to do with this scripture with Stephen or you facing a life and death situation? The point I'm making is, just as we have been talking about all week, you must know the voice of the Holy Spirit concerning the situation you're in. I've heard stories from Navy SEALs, one in particular that I'm thinking of. He and his buddy were pinned down and it was not looking good. And his buddy started to panic a little bit and yelled over, this is it. You know, they're closing out. What are we going to do? And Scott looked over him and said, you're a Christian, right? And the other guy said, well, yeah. He said, Scott said, so what are you worried about? We do what we're taught and we win either way. And then Scott jumped up and began to fire, and the other guy jumped up and did the same, and they were taught what to do, and they broke through and won, right? So Stephen's sensing this same thing. He's, in this scripture, Stephen is sensing this is it. I mean, they're starting to stone him right now, and he knew they weren't going to let up until he was dead, and he just knew this is it, and he did what he was taught to do. He'd heard how Jesus, as he died on the cross, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. He simply repeated the same words, but put his total trust and confidence and faith in Jesus. Amen? You need to be the same way. You may not be facing a matter of life or death. You may not be facing a physical threat at all. But if the devil is putting more on you than you anticipated, and it may come to something like that, never let fear take over. Amen. Your mantra should be, there is no fear here. Amen. Then, just trust your training in the Word. Trust in what God's Word says. Trust in Jesus to either deliver you physically or to deliver you spiritually. Either way, you win. Amen. Glory to God. Shout amen, somebody. Now, do me a favor. Can you leave a comment down below? And I'd appreciate it if you go over on iTunes, leave a review and a 5-star rating over there. If you're watching this on Facebook, you know, give that thumbs up and leave a comment and share this message, because this is something that needs to be heard. And all of this will help us to get the word out into all the earth. Amen. Be sure to visit our website, podcastsofchrist.com. Download the free resource, How to Start a Christian Podcast. It's free right there on the front page for you. Just click on the download link and you'll have it immediately. Praise the Lord. This is such a vital resource if you're a Christian looking at starting a Christian podcast. Till next time, this is Pastor Bob reminding you from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, again in the Living Bible, which is our prayer scripture for the year. Always keep on praying. Glory to God. Be blessed, folks, in all that you do.